This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Skipping ahead just a tad in the confirmation palooza that is upon us, Thursday is going to see Wilbur Ross, the pick for Commerce Secretary, headed to Capitol Hill for his hearings. Ross has decades of experience as an investor in distressed companies, buying failed or failing companies, and in most cases, turning them around, often by cutting jobs along the way. It might be, though, Mr. Ross's views on international trade that make him an interesting choice for Commerce. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
The Commerce Department oversees many things. The Patent Office, the Bureau of Economic Research, which calculates the trade deficit, and even NOAA, which does a lot of climate change research. But there's one section in the Commerce Department where Wilbur Ross has been before.
They have a major division that focuses on trade enforcement.
Kent Hughes is a fellow at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Wilbur Ross in the early 2000s bought up failing textile companies and steel mills and then lobbied the government to impose tariffs and penalties against Chinese competitors.
From his experiences in the steel industry, he knows that China cheats.
Leo Girard is president of the Steelworkers Union, which backs Ross's nomination.
He was very committed to a strong domestic manufacturing industry.
But where some see support for manufacturers, others see a dangerous misreading of international economics.
It's quite possible that he would bring a much more sort of protectionist, nationalistic approach.
Dan Eikenson is with the Cato Institute. He says the Commerce Department has a lot of discretion in judging whether other countries are violating trade rules and whether they should be punished with tariffs.
The Commerce Secretary could welcome more U.S. industries to bring petitions that result in the application of duties.
Duties and tariffs, whether deserved or not. The risk is that this invites retaliation from trading partners and raises prices for U.S. producers and consumers. The benefit is it might protect U.S. manufacturers. Whichever way you look at it, Wilbur Ross in a Trump White House will have significant leverage over U.S. trade policy. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.